magazine investigates the ifs, buts or helm.
My heart stopped beating 7 years ago. After my death, those that have power beat me so bad and placed a curse on my soul so that I can't talk normally, only backwards. I had to fight through hell to contact you, but the fight to return was worth it. It's best you only listen to me and don't look at me because I'm too disfigured. My only goal was to return to warn you, to tell you the truth so you don't go through what I did. 3 days after my funeral, I woke up inside my coffin. I don't know how many days and nights the terror and claustrophobia lasted until I actually died. As soon as you can, make sure included in your will, you request 3 items to be buried with you. First off, a large bandage. This is to be wrapped around your head, over your eyes, so when you pass into the other side, you don't look at the horrific things that will greet you on arrival. Your dead friends and your relatives will be there for you, but you must not look at them. They are unrecognizable. The ugliness inside of them when they were living comes out and engulfs them when they die. Secondly, also make sure you have flowers placed inside your coffin. You see, there's so much evil and bitterness from those that have died too young, and they'll be jealous and will want you to suffer. So give them flowers. They aren't used to kindness. That will bring tears to their dead eyes, and then they'll leave you well alone. Now, the third most important item to join you in death is your memories of experiencing love. You must write in a diary or start up a scrapbook containing positive memories. You will encounter many who are still incredibly sad and lonely. They will embrace your life experiences, especially your relationships, based on love. You need to write them down in your life now, because your memories will get damaged as you go through the pain and suddenness of death. Take those 3 items with you, and your path through to the unknown will be easier. But remember this, you must ignore the desperate calls from Ouija boards and so-called mediums and healers. They are the playgrounds for wicked, hateful spirits only. And please, please don't copy my rebellious nature and try to return and communicate with the living when you're dead, because many that have power in death will hunt you down, just like they want to catch me now. All because I decided to go against what was expected of me. In death, I'm exactly the same as when I was breathing. I'll go my own way and do what's right for me. And soon, when they catch me, which they will, I'll be punished for warning you with the truth. When they catch me, they'll go to work on me. I'll experience terrible things. And after whatever they do, I'll be staring into the dark, nothing forever. You see, I didn't want to waste what I've experienced. I've succeeded in using it to warn you. And that's all that matters now. Trigger warning, written and narrated by me, Bleeding Critic. Make sure you subscribe to my website, bleedingcritic.com, and follow and interact with me on Twitter, @bleedingcritic.